877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
How are you, Robert?
I am doing good.
Wonderful.
So I heard your discussion about eyewear, and yes, my part-time job on Fridays is working for Essilor Luxottica at a sunglass outfitters inside Cabela's.
Yay.
So eyewear is something I actually know about.
Yes, school us.
And okay, so eyewear does not just refer to your glasses that you wear for vision. It also refers to sunglasses.
Oh, that's true, yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah. And you do have it right, your face shape, because the faces come in square, triangle, diamond, oval, so that your face shape is one of the things that you want to have your eyewear accentuate.
Right.
So you also need to keep in mind about the bridge of your nose.
Yes.
Yeah, because certain people, the bridge of your nose is set up differently. So,
yeah.
And then some of the other things are you got to keep in mind what type of work you do.
Mm-hmm.
To where, you know, you need to match your glasses to your job.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
to speak.
And okay.
Just have to pick that way.
There's so much to think about and see. I'm sitting here going, I just need them to be cute. Because I got to look through them anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, believe it or not, Swarovski Crystals came out with their own brand of eyewear.
Oh, die for. Yeah. Nice.
Okay. So, there is that. And there are some new and really exciting types coming out from Prada.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, here's why I work there. I keep working there. So, I get a 50% discount.
Yes.
Right.
I love it.
But every year on my anniversary, I get one pair up to $500 for free.
Nice.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's how my wife got her first pair of Tiffany eyewear.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have any openings?
Yeah.
I'm free in the afternoon sometimes. Yeah. You are just full of information. You call us anytime.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Robert.
We appreciate it.
Ah, so much to know when you're picking out eyewear.
The thing I like is her first pair of Tiffany.
Yeah.
Correct.
Assume she's got more.
You guys
at
know,
that discount, probably
yeah.
so.
You guys know we have a friend. Her name is Teddy, and she wears these gorgeous glasses every time we see her. But did you guys realize what kind of glasses they are? Because
Chanel.
I did. Are they Chanel? I thought they were Prada.
It says Chanel.
Oh, it said Chanel. Yeah. Every time that she's talking, I'm trying not to just drool over her eyewear.
Yeah. I love those.
Keep it coming. We love hearing from you anytime.
Coming up, Jody has three things to know today at 6:50. And next, Sam is the food dude.
Nacho fries coming back to Taco Bell with a spicy twist.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Taco Bell's bringing back the nacho fries. And see, this...
I didn't know they went away.
Me either, because last time they brought them back, supposedly they were there for good. But they took them off a couple months ago. And so now they're coming back, and they're coming back with a little twist. They're partnering up with a sauce firm out of Portland called Secret Aardvark. And they're going to put on there a serrabanero. It's serrano and habanero.
Okay.
Serrabanero sauce. So instead of the regular nacho fries cheese sauce, you're going to have this special sauce. And because they just started the Cantina chicken menu, you can get Cantina chicken on top too. So fries, chicken, hot sauce.
Okay. Sounds, you know, it's going to work. Don't take it away, though. Stop taking it all away.
Sounds like a challenging drive-through menu, though, doesn't it?
See, Murphy's always concerned with eating in the car.
Yes.
Well, that, and I mean, you know me, I get frozen at a drive-through menu because it's like,
too
many choices.
Taco Bell is one of those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like pages long. Hang on, I'm coming. A couple new burgers for you. Applebee's is introducing the Whole Lotta Bacon Burger. Guess what it's got?
A lot of bacon.
Yeah, that's right. The beef patty is infused with bacon. So there's bacon in the patty.
Nice.
There's bacon on top of the patty, three slices of bacon. Then there's bacon sauce, tangy bacon sauce on a brioche bun.
Yeah, okay.
That's a lot of bacon.
Yeah, it is a lot of bacon.
And A&W has a new French onion double cheeseburger. It's got grilled onions on it and that Boursin herb cheese, herb spread. Who is this Boursin herb guy?
Okay.
Murphy, I know you love a Cuban.
I do.
What about a barbecue Cuban?
So how do they do that?
Firehouse Subs has it now. It's got the regular stuff, the pulled pork, the ham, the Swiss cheese, pickle chips. It's got a chipotle slaw and a golden mustard barbecue sauce on it.
Mm. Oh, say, that's the mustard.
Okay,
it's a mustard barbecue sauce.
Mustard is a little bit of mustard is an important part of a Cuban sandwich.
Yes, exactly. It's a mustard-based barbecue sauce. I'm glad to hear that. That would work. Yeah, it's an awesome barbecue
sauce. Love them.
Jody introduced me to mustard barbecue. Mm-hmm.
Finally, we got another Dreamsicle treat here. Okay. This one from Baskin-Robbins. Their flavor of the month this month is Marigold Dreamsicle.
Mm.
They made the marigold blossoms, and they use that to help make it. So nice. Real flowers are in this.
Oh,
and
really?
Of course, it tastes like a Dreamsicle, too.
It tastes like summer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Food Dude. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
I want you guys to think back to a favorite Martin Scorsese movie and how stylized and how much he can bring you into a life.
Mm-hmm.
Like Goodfellas would be one, or even Casino is a million movies, okay, that he can really, really bring you into something.
Sets a scene, totally.
The word is, Murphy, hold on to your seat. Martin Scorsese is set to direct a Frank Sinatra biopic.
Wow.
Starring, hold on again, Leonardo DiCaprio as Frank.
Really?
Hold on again.
What?
Jennifer Lawrence as his second wife, Ava Gardner.
Ah.
Okay.
Those are the people who are, you know, he's talking to make this happen.
Leonardo?
I know.
I can see him adapting to that. Although
Leonardo can do anything.
There's a little bit of Leo in every character he plays.
I know. That's so special.
Well, and he and, you know, Scorsese seem to just have this bond anyway. They've done so many movies together.
They understand each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They know. I guess they just know what to expect from each other. So there's not a big question mark.
Is he going to play young and old Sinatra?
No,
are they
going
to get De Niro to play old Sinatra?
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Or maybe they're
if
they're doing the Ava Gardner thing, maybe it's a certain snapshot in time.
Thank you very much. Piece. You could do a different snapshot for every broad in Frank's life, couldn't you?
That's right, baby. In Frank's words, anyway.
It may be a while for this movie because Scorsese has to get approval from the family, and he has another big movie first.
Coming up next,
it's Grateful Friday.
A young woman's story about reuniting with her parents after 27 years. It's Grateful Friday. Hit us with all the things, or one or two little or big things, you are grateful for right now. 877-310-4MSJ. Even if we miss you, we still get you.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hi, yes, I'm calling for Grateful Friday. I wanted to say that I am grateful for my parents. We had a very unique situation. My parents met when they were 12 and 13 years old. They got pregnant with me when they were only 16 and 17 years old. They gave me up for adoption and thought they were doing what was very best for me. And unfortunately, my situation wasn't the greatest. But 27 years later, I searched out my parents, who were still together, and they are still together to this day. They've been together all that time, and I met them when I was 27, and we have had the greatest relationship since then, and I'm very, very grateful for that. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
That's a big one.
Whoa.
That's a big one to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting that phone call, that couple getting that phone call? Because when you do that, that decision that they had to make when they were teenagers, that they had to make that decision with the knowledge that they may never get closure,
right,
never get an update, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the whole, so much to a story like this, there's the whole... it can work out to have a beautiful relationship or not. Because when you go into something like that, at first, it's a fact, not a feeling. It's a biological fact, and you're there because you want answers. You need some part of yourself completed.
I always think about our producer, Drew, from many years ago when he sought and found, you know, his biological parents. And actually, he was really fortunate to have a great relationship with his adopted and his biological parents.
Yeah. So thank you for this. Keep it coming anytime. Grateful Friday, little and big things. I mean, but you don't have to follow that. It can be about,
right.
It can be about your coffee.
Yes.
877-310-4MSJ.
Jody has three things to know today coming up next.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, Uber's rolling out today, this week, a new rider verification pilot program in 15 cities. So they're testing it. This is in response to all the requests from drivers and riders for more trust, more safety. So it involves, you know, a third-party database, you know, allowing riders the option to upload a pic of their ID and get a verification badge.
Oh, okay.
You can be verified as a rider.
Right.
And then you're going to have more drivers being, okay, yes,
same
absolutely.
Way you check on the driver when you get it.
Right. It's for both parties.
Right.
Number two, mental health experts and doctors are saying that Wordle might be making you a little nutty if you obsess over playing it every day. The five-letter word puzzle, if you obsess over it for more than a few minutes a day, that it's getting in the way. I'm thinking, I can see it, because once you want to solve something, isn't it a human thing?
You can't let go.
You can't let go. But if it's getting in the way, also need to learn to self-regulate and let it go.
Let go.
And number three, the WNBA's number one draft pick, Caitlin Clark. We're all watching her right now. And there's been a little buzz online about her first-year salary and that it's a little low. Well, hold on. She's got deals coming at her from Adidas, Under Armour. They offered her big deals. The word is she's about to sign with Nike for a $20 million deal, and then her signature shoe could be in stores later this year.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week.
Brought to you by State Farm.
Number five.
Big news from Netflix's Wednesday, the second season coming soon. We don't have a date, but the big news is, sorry, Sam, actor Steve Buscemi has signed on to play the new principal at Nevermore Academy.
He is going
to
fit right in.
He's a great actor, but he has the right look.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And he can look scarier.
Yeah, or funny.
Okay.
Number four.
There's a documentary coming out about Celine Dion. It's called I Am Celine Dion, delving into her career, her life, and, of course, her battle with stiff person syndrome. Hmm. We have a date. It's soon. It's going to be on Amazon Prime in June, mid-June. They've been filming it for a while now, and so it's going to really go there.
Hmm.
Something, you know, a real look inside for fans.
Number three.
We know that there's a Naked Gun reboot coming.
Yeah.
We do know that the original starred Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
This new one will star, and he needs to do comedy, Liam Neeson.
What I do have.
Really?
Are a very particular set of skills.
Yeah.
Yes.
We know that he's the star.
Yeah.
He's the detective.
Skills.
Well, now we know that joining him, playing his love interest, instead of Priscilla Presley, she played it back in the day, Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
Yay, Pammy.
Yeah, that is a good one.
She can do comedy. She can play that really well. So you know they're going to have fun on that set.
Yeah.
And he plays serious so well.
Yes. The deadpan thing will totally work.
Totally.
Perfect.
Number two.
This is so strange to me, but it's true. Travis Kelce, set to host the game show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? It is a spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Quizzing adults on a sixth grade level of topics for prizes. But the thing is, if you're a contestant, you get to rely on assistance from a classroom filled with celebrities.
Oh.
And it's not just in the works or a maybe. He's already filmed 20 episodes of the show.
Wow.
So that's going to be also on Amazon Prime.
Number one.
There's a Chris Farley biopic in the works. I mean, how many times did Chris Farley make you laugh?
And I live in a van down by the river.
Based on his biography, which was written by his younger brother, we know that Lorne Michaels is producing, and we know that actor Paul Walter Hauser has already accepted the lead role. You've seen him before in films like Richard Jewell, Cruella, and I, Tanya. You talk about a role you have to get just right.
And you got to get the whole SNL cast.
Correct.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Got three things to know today at 7:50.
Coming up next, what a date notices about you right away. What does your date, a date, notice about you right away? So we're going to tell you the top couple of things, I promise, coming up, but I want you.
So you're talking about a first meeting? Is that what you're talking about?
What does a date notice about you? They probably already know you, but when you have the date, that's an occasion. That's not just you asked her out or he asked you out. It's you're at the dun dun dun. It's the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, one answer only. What do you notice first? If you're walking in, the date has begun.
First thing I would notice is their presentation. Mm-hmm. I know that's a big word. I just mean how they're dressed and hair. I mean,
oh, okay.
If I've never seen this person before, I'm going to notice. I'm going to look at the body. But if it's, you know, oh, I'm just going to see what she's wearing and how she's made up.
Okay. Presentation. Good way to wrap that, Sam.
Yeah.
Nice. Murphy. One answer.
As much as I wish it were personality, I think appearance is always going to be, like Sam said.
Yes.
I think that's human nature, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Because
I thought you were going to say smile.
At first, you don't know the personality.
No.
You know, until you sit down and talk with them for a length of time,
right.
You don't know.
So what people notice right away. Very good.
Did we win?
You did fine.
Okay.
Being honest as a woman, I mean, not all women are the same. I will not speak for all women. But the first thing I notice about a man is build, I guess, is the right word. It's sort of like
physique?
Presentation, though. Build, I do.
How he holds himself, maybe.
Was that the first thing you noticed about me?
You know, you and me, we were very different, Murphy.
Uh-oh.
I didn't notice you
that
way
first. I guess that means
first.
The build wasn't the first thing she noticed.
Well, I didn't think of you that way first, going back history. We were friends first. You were a boss for my boss first.
I know
first.
That. Yes, you're right.
So I wasn't thinking of you in those terms at all.
So what did you notice about your boss first?
That he was good with people. Yes, wonderful.
Yeah, I wasn't taking great care of myself at that time.
No, anyway, the number one thing, we're going to get to a bunch of these, but the number one thing is body language. So you're kind of on the right track.
Yeah.
Your posture, the way you position yourself, the way you carry yourself is noticed. You know, standing straight up or slumping.
You come in with a smile or a frown on your face.
We'll get to that. Facial expressions is next. But body language, because it says so much.
It makes sense.
Right. It says so much. More on the way after your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Little honorable mention for you coming up in music news in a little bit. Sam, you'll take us down the road of the tortured poets department.
Yeah, and the big surprise Taylor had for everybody.
She will not just do a regular
overnight,
album drop.
Yeah.
She did not. Okay, so, but to the Hollywood Outsider. There's a movie coming called Transformers 1. I didn't know this was coming. It is an animated feature. It's a prequel to the franchise with like Chris Hemsworth voicing it.
Ooh. I know we're just lowly worker bots who can't even transform. Don't you want to see what's out there?
It looks really fun and cool, and it's an origin story. The young Optimus Prime before when he was known as Orion Pax, okay?
Oh.
You've got...
I never knew he had a different name.
Yes. Brian Tyree Henry is in this, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm, Scarlett Johansson. It's a prequel story, and it looks really funny.
My grandson Hollis is a Transformers freak.
He's going to like this. Check out the trailer first, though, because you might not want him to pick up some of these words. I'll say that. The movie is in theaters in September. You can get the trailer online now, and it just looks really fun, okay?
Cool.
Also, a reminder that Dua Lipa is set to host... and be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this week. That's a big deal for her. Look for it.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Little help for you if you got a big date plan this weekend.
Well, yeah, more of what a date notices about you right away. What a date notices about you right away. Sam, you said presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Murphy, you said appearance.
Yeah.
Very honest answers. Love it, love it. The top answer is... according to experts and dating experts and all of that, body language. And I guess that's similar.
Yeah.
And you notice body language without realizing you're noticing it because it says so much. Posture, you know, whether they actually face you, whether they put their eyes down or they actually give you eye contact.
Or whether they are like assertive or timid, you know.
Right.
Whether they come walking through the door like, hey, there's Sam.
Although I would like to say for anyone listening, trying to, you know, use this as a helpful thing, you shouldn't overthink your body language. Your body language needs to be what it honestly is.
Yeah.
Because if you're thinking about that, you're not going to be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the number one most important thing. You know, if it's going to work, you've got to be able to be yourself.
Yeah.
So
you can't fake a cool walk.
You can't fake posture. You can't fake assertiveness.
No. Well, yes, all these things are so instinctive. When you walk in and you see somebody for the very first time, I think part of the reason that appearance is going to be the decision is because... that's the It's a I hate to use the word primal.
I love
but
the
it
word.
Is because you're assessing danger. If you go way back, you know, before civilization, right. you would assess danger, right? Exactly. Right. And all those instinctive things. So I think that's human nature.
So the other things that people notice first right away, men and women, facial expressions right away. Do you hold eye contact? Do you smile genuinely?
Yeah.
You know, those are all super important. And again, you can't think about that, then you'll be forcing an unnatural smile.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So try not to think too much about it. Other things high on the list that a date notices, and I think you intentionally notice this, grooming and hygiene.
Yeah, yeah. See, to me, that's part of that presentation. Yeah. If you walk in looking sloppy, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this. This is completely off. Like, I didn't plan to talk about this, but clean hair is so important.
Oh, yeah.
Clean hair. Dirty hair tells a story. It just does, you know. If you're wondering whether you should wash your hair or not, just wash it.
Why is that? Good point.
It just says honorable mentions. Do you talk about yourself too much?
Yep.
Do you not ask enough questions? And how do you treat the servers? All very important on a date.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, Google Maps is making some changes, and they're going to show you cheaper in different cities, depending on what city you're in and you're pulling up the app. They're going to show you cheaper, you know, ways of getting around, even more environmentally friendly ways. You'll automatically get train and public transit routes, whether you ask for them or not, even walking routes, whether you ask for them or not.
And it gives you the times, too.
The times, too. Subtle changes coming and depending on where you are. Number two, the new home trend is so cool, and we're seeing it all over social media and Pinterest, the rest corner. If you've got a special corner in your house, a place to lounge or nap or meditate.
Oh, this isn't like the time out corner, huh?
No, oh, no. For adults, for grown-ups, if you want time out, for a low traffic area, you can section it off with privacy screens and curtains, just a place to decompress or nap, and you've got to make it as cozy as possible.
Okay.
And number three, Billy Joel will get an encore performance tonight on CBS after they cut him off accidentally.
Next, Donald Trump's
there it was the other night during his 100th residency show at Madison Square Garden. Everybody was so upset. Apparently, it's a great show to see. Catch it tonight.
The full show.
No interruptions on CBS.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Send us stuff there too, guys. Whitney sent to our Facebook Messenger the cutest little baby picture. Are you kidding me? But with this message, it's based on something we were talking about yesterday. Mounjaro, I hope I said that right. It's the drug.
Yes.
The weight loss drug. Mounjaro for type 2 diabetes can also cause unplanned pregnancy. Thankful for our miracle baby, Bryce. It's the picture of Bryce. So cute. And she sent my A1C just leveled out between 5.7 and boom, surprise. Meaning she got her diabetes, A1C.
Yeah, that's a great number.
It's a great number. Mm-hmm. And then she got pregnant.
Huh. Yeah.
So she's saying it really is a thing. Yeah. Whitney, thank you for that. What a cute kiddo. From our Facebook page, we posted a reel yesterday. If you want to go check it out, it's the update on Single Sam. Mm-hmm. Murphy was saying that, you know, one day somebody might knock on your door. She might knock on your door,
Serendipity,
Sam.
Serendipity, baby. That's where it's at.
Yeah. You know, I do have that no soliciting sign on the door, so I don't know.
I know you did. But you also
does
said
that
to
mean
that,
personal relationships also?
Maybe I should write under it. And
Carrie says to that, don't answer the door, Sam.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Simple which means, solution. You know, she's stay single.
Preserve that singlehood.
It's so funny that it's a nice, interesting, beautiful trend that so many people who are single are so good with it and so fine with it, you being one of them.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
It does have its drawbacks, but yes.
Well, everything does, right? And everything has the benefit. So what do you say are the drawbacks for you?
That companionship, whenever you want to look over to the person on the sofa and say, ha ha, wasn't that funny?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a dog named Gus.
That's okay.
Well, you know, you do get to control dinner expense when you go out to eat. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I remember you also saying that, hey, there's no arguing anymore.
Yeah, and that goes on the plus side.
It does.
There's pros, there's cons.
Yes. All right, keep it coming. You know we love hearing from you anytime. You can also give us a call. It is Grateful Friday. We like hearing about your life. 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and Sam has big music news.
Not much going on today in the world of music.
Right.
Now, everything you need to know about Taylor Swift's new album.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is out now. And boy, we got surprises for you. Rusting my
sparkling summer was the goal. Man, she was writing some poetry, huh?
Yeah, this is
for years.
Called The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Not saying it's about Joe Alwyn, but
it can be about anything.
Yeah. You listen to the lyrics.
Anyway, could be a number of boyfriends.
The big surprise was we knew the album was coming at midnight, but at 2 a.m., Taylor got on social and she says, it's 2 a.m., a surprise. Tortured Poets Department is a secret double album.
Yes.
I've written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years, wanted to share it with all of you. So here's the second installment. So she's calling it the anthology.
So a second album.
Yeah.
15 more songs.
31 songs total, over 2 hours of music. Almost like a concert.
Yeah.
Wow, that is.
From what I understand, and you have to tell me, and I do want to hear the posty one.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, a couple of the songs on the second drop are about Travis Kelce. Is that right?
That's I haven't seen yet.
That I heard after 2 a.m.
Well, I do know that the songs, remember she was going to release variants at Target? Different. There was a bonus song, 4 different bonus songs.
Yes.
All of those bonus songs are on the second album.
Anthology.
So if you didn't order a bonus, and how am I going to get them all? Just get the whole thing because you'll catch them all. Fortnite is the song she's going to release. It's released today. The video will come tonight with Post Malone. And for a fortnight there, we were forever running to you sometimes. Ask about whoever. Posty really is kind of in the background.
Oh, that's okay. But still.
I like the song.
It'll maybe help us understand finally what a fortnight actually is. Is it like 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
got it.
And when she put the teaser out for the video, you know, the first video is going to drop tonight, she had the little marks, 14 marks. So it's like,
That was the black and white video. Okay. I saw it. It was cool.
So that'll be out tonight. And also, there is a written foreword to the album written by Stevie Nicks. She wrote a poem for Taylor Swift last year and talked about how much she loves Taylor and she's an inspiration.
Yeah.
So Taylor got the poem, and put it on the album. Man. There's no Stevie singing. It's just the written poem.
Yeah, it's some real art coming at you this weekend thanks
too
to Miss
much, huh?
Taylor Swift.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
We'll continue with the music because we're getting our Rock Hall nominees this weekend.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
This weekend on Sunday on American Idol, something different. They've never done it before. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 will be announced. And we say this every year, but this year I mean it. There are a lot of good potential nominees going in, like Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, duh.
I know they only pick 5 every year, but it just seems like there's
15 that deserve to be in there. I can't imagine somebody not checking the Aussie box.
Yeah.
We've also got up for it again this year, second time nominated, Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
I mean, second time that she's been up for it. Another one that's probably a shoo-in, and you can't even imagine these people not being, I know you've covered this with us, Sam, Foreigner.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew they weren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Apparently the one that was in charge of the voting and the head of, this was all alleged, in charge of the Rock Hall.
I believe it.
Had an issue with foreigners. That's why they were never even on the ballot.
People always tend to have issues with each other when working together, especially creative types.
He's gone and they're on the ballot.
Okay, first time nominated, Kool & the Gang.
See
what I'm talking about this year?
Yeah.
It's insane. First nomination also for one Miss Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Who do you pick?
You got Sade up for it. And remember, a very strong fan, Cher, a very strong fan favorite, Dave Matthews Band. So we'll find out who gets in Sunday night on American Idol.
I love how Robert started the show off today by calling and telling us that he works at a Cabela's where he's in the eye department.
Eyewear
department, right. And it got me pumped up again about choices for eyewear. But then I realized
love it.
I'm one of those that, and I'm the same way with clothing, it's very difficult for me. As much as I would love to be the sort of outrageous or the statement person with glasses or clothes, it's just not me.
Okay. That's important to know what's not you.
Yeah. Not only do you know it's not you, but if you walked in with some kind of
crazy glasses.
Wild, crazy, fashionable glasses, everybody would be like, what's up?
Sam especially.
What's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the dress needs to be kind of like, you know, just typical, I don't want to say classic, you know.
What's wrong with classic?
There's nothing wrong with classic.
Then say
I love
it.
That. Yeah. But you are right. When you do something that is even out of the ordinary, like when the pinky ring, I just wanted a pinky ring. There was no agenda.
Somebody was getting whacked.
I just wanted the pinky ring, you know. Yeah, maybe it was inspired by some of those movies, Sam. But, yeah.
I didn't know how I felt about that at first. When you first started, what's funny is he didn't tell me. He ordered a ring, it showed up, and he put it on his pinky. And I'm at dinner going, what's up, Tony Soprano?
Yeah.
I don't know why everybody freaked out. That's what's crazy about it.
Because you don't do that. You've never done that.
Completely different.
It's not really blingy or overly fashiony, but it was just enough. I guess it stood out.
And I'm all for you get to do what you want to do. What makes you feel happy and confident in your own skin, especially with fashion, you should do it.
It's wild, though, how if you are, you know, predictable pattern, people know you for being dressing a certain way, and you decide to try one thing different, it just screams at the people that are around you, right?
Yeah.
Sort of like if you do a different haircut for some reason or, you know, or wear a color that you never really wear.
Well, I will say that it's interesting. This is true for any kind of fashion. It's true for, you know, eyewear. It's true for hair, for makeup, for all of those things about presentation. You can really like something on someone else and you can buy it for yourself and try to rock it and it might not work for you. That is a fact. And it's one of those things you can't fit, you know, until you play and try.
I learned that the hard way when the trend in the early 90s were hammer pants, and I had a pair. Nobody liked them.
Is that really the hard way, or is that the hammer way?
Trust me, it was the hard way.
Can't touch that.